Consumers detest lectures, especially in their escape entertainment, but most importantly, they despise it from out-of-touch and uninformed wankers. If you've ever met a typical mother, you should know how willing they are to receive advice from people without kids. Every so often, I get asked if I actually know who the consumer is.
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
Which one of these movies you think made more money? Here's a clue. One of them had a sequel, and the other one was woke. I asked Dia, what should Charlie's Angels be? And she responded, sexy ladies kicking ass. I couldn't agree more. But sexy, according to the ESG Deep Throaters, is not modern. It's, quote, unrealistic. And to some particularly fat and ugly people, it's even harmful, apparently. I guess anything can be anything if you're mentally unstable enough. First it was women on magazines hurting your damn feelings, so you changed it to fat ladies to help you cope, you fat ass. But now it's got to be all of entertainment that needs to be destroyed? So we're going to cross the sexy part off of Charlie's Angels. And let's face it, if you could make the movie in 2023, we already know that you'd try to slide a transgender in there. Why not make them all transgender? Now that's what I call progressive. The industry's current approach to media is to deliberately repulse and then shame anyone criticizing it. Because that's been working. In gaming as well, it is unironically less controversial to have intimacy between a bear and a human than it is to depict an attractive woman. You know, people would lose their minds with articles because Lady Dimitrescu and Cammy are way too sexy and they don't get to be that, so I'm really mad about it. How dare you, Japanese people? You better make the game according to our standards. And literally, they could get people to fall in line by jumping on the internet and telling lies for, like, years. But crowd pleasers, profit achievers, like the flawed but beautiful, whip-cracking women that were used to being femme fatales who don't need to tell you their pronouns or be surrounded by men that are mysteriously inferior in, like, every way, because it's impossible for these brain-dead grifters calling themselves writers to craft anything other than a Mary Sue. But real beauty? The beauty dictionaries won't argue with, the beauty artificial intelligence aligns with, it infuriates the creatures who have been tirelessly and perpetually online crafting lies that they're calling articles to trick the industry into giving them more what they want. But now, a literal animal is more appealing to woke Twitter and Hollywood because beautiful women with big jiggly breasts, no matter how lucrative they are evil to the establishment. I ask again, which of these movies do you think made more money? Here's a clue. It's not the woke one with the charisma vacuum Kristen Stewart. I'm sure it's just a coincidence though, right? These types wage war on fun, comedy, appeal. You know, niggas getting off of work trying to get their rocks off and you putting this slop in front of their ass. What do they have to do but jump online and listen to people like Joe Rogan? You're pushing them in this direction. You've demonstrated less talent than a freshly programmed data. You made this cesspool of a bed and you're gonna lie in it. You might have avoided lying in it, too, if you hadn't waged war on beauty. I am the diversity you claim to represent. And I resent the inclusion of sanitized, safe, forced, untalented, and unsatisfying garbage slotting right into these hilarious categories. You're putting your own fucking self in as far as a box, my nigga. What you mean, inoffensive, bow tie and glasses wearing black nigga? This shit ain't tired to y'all? I feel like there's people in your teams, on your staff, employed, that are mocking you and you're too stupid to see it. I despise unnecessary and eye-roll worthy changes to previously existing properties with wheels that didn't need reinventing. And I take pleasure in stating plainly that I'd rather not be represented than represented poorly. If animals are more appealing than women. The women that you craft. The things you're calling women. Let men handle shit again. If a literal android is evoking more emotion than anything that you could mix up, it's time to give the non-pronoun warrior AI their chance at the plate. You forfeit. The question was never, is AI better as a writer than a human, as an artist than a human? The question was always, can AI create something more appealing than what y'all doing? Here's a hint. The answer has three letters, but to they, them, attempting to change the definition of everything, I'm sure there's somehow an argument in how many letters is in yes. You can't go without forcing. You demand tolerance, but refuse to tolerate. And as much as you love arching your back on your knees for Daddy ESG, people asking me who they are need to understand in a few years, man, they're gonna have a new name. So at the end of the day, don't even worry about the dystopian fucking, they own it all and they got the money to waste. That's who they are. And they're the ones that are the reason that everything sucks. I hate it. I hate how it makes me feel. This is so, I'm just gonna put it out there. You know, thank you for what you're doing. Like and subscribe, comment on this. I hope people understand that their vote fucking matters, man. They're gonna try to dismiss your sentiments and hide and ignore your feedback, but your vote matters. And I encourage you, however you can, to make your voice heard. Because the best thing you can do is not give these clowns the money that they're looking for. All some of us wanted was something to enjoy and kick it at the crib with, but everything's so formulaic, so stale. The cartoons can't be good, my lord. In 2020, I realized I couldn't even talk about the coof that was killing us all, because that's how punished we out here living. Shut up and die quickly, you know what I mean? That's how it is. And that's the difference, really. These companies bending over for the ESG that these kids are defending online actively and verbally assert and campaign for us and our opinions not to exist. But I think of us as the Jokers, specifically when we're protecting Batman's identity. If there's no challenge, what's the point? Y'all got the government backing y'all up and you're not asking questions like, are we the baddies? Since you've robbed the everyman of entertainment, we'll take it in watching you burn. But not because we love it or something, baka, you know what I mean? But because there's a bit of schadenfreude. We warned you. We're offering you extinguishers. We're pointing at bodies of water. We're telling you to stop, drop, and roll. And you're just like, stop mansplaining, you know what I mean? Burn. I'm just gonna put this popcorn near you. You know, two birds with one stone. It's better for the environment this way. Doesn't that get your rocks off, you tree-hugging bitch? Beta testers, thank you for your support. And I hope the curvy big bottom shut-ins among you find your way into my jiggly Discord so that you can give us a good turn and see if Dia enjoys you. You are heard. They're observing your reactions, and for the record, I care about this punk Mulvaney as much as I do Kim Kardashian, which is none at all. The difference is only one of them was gonna go as far as they were, and spoiler alert, it was the woman. You know what I'm talking about? Bud Light made themselves a target for the loud and hopefully clear reply that consumers are sending in response to the message that the media's been forcing for a little bit too long. South Park had it right when they said this PC shit was gonna last about 6 years. Thank you for not watching Indiana Woke and going to see things like John Wick. Send the message to this industry that you are willing to see the movies and the content that they create as long as they don't figuratively and literally take the dinosaur out of Jurassic Park. Don't take the sexy lady out of The Angels. Jesus. Bleed out, industry. You push consumers out of the theaters, push talent out of the workforce, you push spenders and subscribers from your products and services because of your signaling. You couldn't confine that to the month that you were just electing to be disingenuous for your fake ass doing what everybody else is doing because it's profitable right now. Well, right now, it's not profitable for you to keep up this ESG boot licking. You know you're only making the girls with big knockers even more powerful, right? More powerful than they've ever been. Is it you, listener? Show me your power. To the patrons, thank you. To anyone watching, liking, and commenting, I appreciate your support. You want to draw something for me? You want to say hello? Go judge the things that I have on my wish list. All of those links are in the description. I just want to laugh again. But they've outlawed humor. Help me, Beta One Kenobi. You're my only hope.
You're trying.
I'm trying to see, dear.
To see what?
See what my elf eyes can see.
You're not an elf, you're a demon.
Fuck.
Wrong species.
I'm gonna choose elf next time just so I can say that all the time.
Yeah.
Kyle, what do your elf eyes see? I see a bridge, but I cannot traverse.
What if you were a blind elf?
I see nothing at all times. But I am Daredevil of the elves.
Yep.
Daredevil.
Oh.